Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're like, hey, wait a minute, I didn't hear part one. Guys, it's because we put out a lot of recaps. Go back and listen to part one, okay? It's before this one. Bye. Enjoy the show.
So Vicky, she's still nursing a bad knee. And Vicky was saying, that whole party the other night was weird. Like, everybody was in these little cluster groups. I'm like, why are you doing that?
Yeah. So, like, Jen, like, who I don't have, like, the best relationship with, she was like, I really want to move forward. And, like, the problem is, bitch, I don't know if we can move forward because of Heather. Because she's always talking behind your back. And I think that Heather, she basically is downplaying our friendship to them. Yeah.
But are you really even close friends with Heather? I mean, Heather's like surface friends. She's surface friends. You know, she inherits her friends. She inherits them. Her friends were all her parents first. I mean, we all know that. This is like Terry's old friends.
She's a people pleaser. So, like, when somebody doesn't like her, she goes to them and, like, tries to, like, love bomb them and be like, oh, we're good. We're, like, such good friends. Because, like, if she does that, then they won't talk about her. Yeah.
I mean, look, she did send me a welcome back text, like, welcome to the group, Vicky. I'm the leader of the pack. I mean, Heather, you're not the leader of the pack. I am.
Do you think Heather really said, I'm the leader of the pack? I don't think so.
No.
I think she just said, welcome to the group, and Vicky took it that way. But it made it sound like Vicky was saying she literally said that.
She's like, Heather, you're not the leader of the pack. I am. Well, God forbid. I mean, do you get mad at the greeter at Walmart, too? Jesus, allow people to say hello and welcome. My God.
But, you know, I mean, Heather probably wrote something that was like, hello, Victoria. Welcome back to this group. You've been gone for so long, we don't even remember what your face looks like. I hope you fit in well. I'm sure you'll get to shoot scenes with Gina or some other newer cast members. She probably said something like that was like welcoming, yeah. But also like, you are no longer varsity level.
Yeah, like welcome. Well, I think like welcome to the group, and Vicky's probably thinking like, I started this group. This is my group. Okay. I was on this group. I started this group text.
Yeah. So Tamara says that Heather loves to reprimand her, which is true, but Heather just loves to reprimand anything and anyone. Like, that's her true love language.
Yeah. And then we see a clip. Yeah, exactly. And we see a clip of Heather saying, I did not like the way you spoke to Emily at the reunion. And what you said about her podcast was so mean. I don't know if it's true or not, because like most other people in the world, I haven't listened to it. But the point is, whoa.
Well, what's also so funny with Heather is that they accuse her of not saying what she really feels. And then when she says what she really feels, like, she's always reprimanding us. She's always talking down to us. It's like, what do you want? Because like, you get mad at her when she like says what's on her mind. And then, so then she filters it because she's like, oh, they're getting mad at me. They don't like to hear this. So then they're like, she's not really saying what she's thinking.
Well, it's a housewife show. You just can't win. There's no winning.
There's no way that Heather enjoys hanging around with these people. This must be exasperating for her. Like, she just she's just in a totally different wavelength than everyone else. Not above, not below, just like a different wavelength, because she just does not know how to communicate or relate to them, which is why I think she's so funny on this show, because she really is like she's been on for so many years and still cannot truly like mix. It's so funny.
Yeah, I think that Heather really only relates she only talks to people that she's hired, you know what I mean? Or that are other super rich people. I think other than that, it's just, she's not used to being people who aren't rich or who aren't carrying something for her. You know, I think she just looks at these ladies and she's like, why don't they have a plate in their hand that they are passing me from the left?
She's just having Alfredo bring in a stack of boxes from Uline. Okay, who wants the refrigerator size one?
Yeah. So, Tamara is explaining that she built this network on iHeart with Teddy, and then iHeart gave them their own network, and so they could hire, and they get a percentage from the podcast that they put in. So they tested Emily out, and when they put it in their feed, it goes out to all these subscribers, and then the people who subscribe get really pissed, because they're like, we're subscribed to your podcast. Why are we now getting fucking Emily? Mm-hmm. Which
is a fair question.
That's fair.
Yeah. So Tamara is like,
yeah, zero gratitude whatsoever. And then she says, I'm not on your feed. I'm not this. And I'm like, are we in the Twilight Zone? Yes, you are, bitch.
So Tamara's saying basically, like, if you look at the numbers, when she's on our feed, there's a huge, huge difference. And I'm assuming it's not an upswing.
Yeah. So, Vicky goes, when I hear this, I just hear, it's like Charlie Brad. It's like Charlie Brad, just like, you know, kicking a football. You can't do it. Like, Charlie Brad sucks. Everybody hates Charlie Brad. Like, is that even a stripe on your shirt? Like, what is that? Stupid, giant-headed Charlie Brad.
And then she goes, I mean, who has time to listen to all these podcasts anyway? I mean, what are they doing? Like, are they not working? I'm like, lady, the season opened with you reclining on a beach in Mexico. So,
also, you have a podcast. Vicky and has you have a podcast. You're a podcaster. You have a podcast. But of course, it's hypocrite, Vicky. Like, what even is a podcast? That's so stupid. Listen to my podcast coming up this week.
So now Vicky gets a text about having to go to her desert house. And then she's like talking on the phone and saying something about like having to go to Lake Havasu. And Tamara's like, you know, I just think it's day. How fun it would be to go to Havasu. If they make Heather Dubrow go to Lake Havasu, then these producers are officially trolling her.
That's hilarious. Please do it. And then we see clips of Lake Havasu, Don being pulled over on his boat by the police, Vicky getting hit in the head with the football. And Tamara's like, that's what the good old days. It's just like Vicky being slammed with the football.
Ah, that was fun.
You know Heather's going to be like, Alfredo, make up a special room in the servants' quarters. We're getting someone new named Sue. We're going to a place called Havasu, right? We all get to Havasu. No.
So Vicky's like, oh, by the way, I did tell you this, but Don lives in the desert, and we were at the nest, and he was there. And like, I kind of pushed Mike off. I was like, get out of here, so I could go up to him. And I got Dom's face, and I was like, oh my god, I hope you're doing good. I regret marrying you. I mean, I regret divorcing you. I mean, what was I thinking? Jesus Christ, why did I do that? I just wanted to hug and kiss him, you know. And then Mike's just standing there, like, hi, I'm Vicky's boyfriend, Mike. And of course, I mean, I heard about it in the car. Like, oh my god, I said, I'm so sorry. You know, get a job.
Real smooth, Vicky. Real smooth. And so Tamara's like,
yeah, Tom is such a good guy. He really is. And that's why it works.
Oh, I'm sorry. She's talking about Mike. And Vicky's like, yeah, I don't ever worry that he's going to cheat on me. And like, he doesn't have to worry about me cheating because I did it once and it was a horrible outcome. So I will never cheat on Mike, even though I did just go up to my ex and say, God, I wish I'd never divorced you. Now I'm stuck dating a bunch of stupid idiots. Just follow me around in bars, whether it's Lake Havasu or in Puerto Vallarta. Right. Oh, here he is right now.
Yeah, you know this is going to be on TV, right, Vicky? And Mike is going to hear you say, I regret ever divorcing Don. Vicky makes it sound to us like Don, like Don is the one that got away. I think it's still Brooks. I still think that she would be with Brooks if it didn't, you know, if he wasn't a total scammer. But he just ran off with those teeth.
Yeah, he did. So then we go to Carmela's house, and we get to meet her really uninteresting family. She has like a bunch of kids, like teenager types. They're all everything about this household is generic. It's just like generic mansion on the inside, generic kids. Sorry, I know we're not supposed to make fun of kids, but it was all very generic. Let's be honest. We've seen this family set up so many times, but she's there. And Carmela's
I'm fast forwarding through most of this, to be honest. Carmela's like, you know, here's my family. I've got four kids, two really snotty teenagers. And the girl's like, Mom, I'm doing it. I want. And then the kid comes in and she's like, where have you been? And I was like, probably putting gel in his hair and then standing upside down on a flat surface on his head, because he came in and his hair was like it looked like, speaking of Susan, like a lazy Susan. It was just a big round flat. It was kind of like the broccoli hair, but flattened down. So then we talk about their kids, and then she tells us that Danny's her boyfriend. We see Danny for a second, and they live together full time. And she's like, make sure you put that part in there, because I met him when my whole life was falling apart. And in that conversation, he told me he was divorced twice. And I'm like, well, you probably don't want kids. And he was like, I love kids. And I'm like, I'm sold. Yes. So they had a bunch of kids.
Yep. Basically. Or
well, he accepted her kids rather. Sorry.
She has a sort of a non-traditional setup with Jeff Garcia, who I wonder if he's going to come on the show. He let his voice be on the show, so I wonder if he's going to be on the show, because he was a very big deal back in the day, Ronnie. I know you're not a sports gay, but he was actually quite a big football celebrity. And now she's got kids who say things to her. So, and then she has a kid who like was supposed to go to track, but didn't go to track, or something really uninteresting. It was just a very long scene about her family. Yeah. They have to like establish here's a new person. So we spend a little bit of extra time with her family. And they were all, you know what it was? It felt like an E! Show. It felt like one of those E! Celebrity shows. They're so generic. They happen all the time. It's like the Gastineau girls, like things like that, you know? So I felt like I was just sitting there, like we like took a break from Bravo and we're just like watching one of these generic, like the wacky life of like growing up with Erik Estrada or something. You know, I just was like, okay, this is fine.
Yeah.
I like Carmella. I just felt the scene was like very unremarkable.
Yeah, I mean, some people are hired for like fun, interesting families, and some people are hired to fight with the other people on the show. And I think it's the latter with her. I hope so. Yes. Yikes. But also, you know, neither one of us are super into like family scenes, you know,
mm-hmm.
as a general rule. So it's not her fault. So now we go over
like kids that were kind of everyone just felt like I felt like everyone was like winking at the camera. I was like, ugh, I can't. So, yeah, now we ready. Go to
They're ready for TV.
Yeah.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
And now we go over to Emily, where she's with Annabelle. And, Annabelle. So, Emily's like, she's getting ready for her birthday party. And Annabelle's like, I thought it was supposed to be a surprise birthday. She's like, no, I get picked up in a car. The car takes me somewhere, but I don't know any of the details. Wow, I never thought I'd be 50. It just seems so far away.
Yeah, I've accomplished so many things. I graduated law school. I passed 2 bar exams. I've been married to the same man for 17 years who took it 10 years to pass a bar exam. I mean, I think I'm a pretty good mom. I've got a successful podcast-ish. I've got a lot more to do, but it has to be done before 9 p.m. because I'm old and I feel very lumpy. Hold on, it's something in my pocket. It's a tuna sandwich.
So Annabelle goes, you're old. Or at least your mouth is. The part they forgot to fix. She's like, well, you're supposed to say was. She goes, but you're not. You're just old. And then Gina, now we go to everyone arriving at Hamburger Mary's of Orange County. And they're all showing up dressed as old ladies. So Gina comes down the street and she's like, oh my God, here we are. Ooh, it's drafty. Wow. And so she meets the drag queen there. She gets a lay of the land of what the party's going to be. And then one by one, they all start to arrive at this party.
Yeah, we see them in all their old lady gear. And it's hilarious, especially if you didn't remember them doing it last time they did the old lady thing, which they did on this show, or on Summer House that they did this year, or Vanderpump Rules when they did it a couple of years ago. It's a thing. So they're all commenting on each other being old ladies and whatever. Tamara comes in. She's forgotten her pants. She's just wearing panties. That's hilarious. You're right that Vicky does look like Mama from Mama's Family, which I liked.
Yeah. I mean, it is sort of interesting because, like, you know, Tamara mentions
the garden guests are just 52 and I'm 56 or whatever, or 58.
But, like, you do, you know, I do often think. I think 2 things. What would the Golden Girls look like in 2026, knowing that like styling around when you're styling in your 50s looks very different now than it did in the 80s? Like, what would the Golden Girls look like now? And then I also think the other way around, which is what would these women look like if they were not in Orange County and not on TV? And they did, because people do still, by the way, people still very much also have the Golden Girls look in their 50s. You know, I've definitely been I've seen people around in different areas, and like that little perm comes out at a certain age. Some people just go for it, you know. And so part of me wonders, like, what would these women have looked like if they decided not to go for like a Orange County long blonde hair reality TV look, if they did go for like a just a little perky little bob. And so it was kind of fun, like, because I feel like on some of them I could actually see, like, oh, this is actually what you would look like if you went this path.
Yeah, if you didn't do hair pieces and Botox and lifts and this and that. I mean,
yeah, extensions.
You know, and I'm with you. I'm a wig away from it. You know, so I'm like, don't do it. You know, don't do it. Keep on the path. Cut it. Snip it. Inject it. So now they're making small talk with Carmella. Oh, by the way, I was going to say one of my favorite memes that came out, like probably who knows when, like 10 years ago or something, was the Golden Girls as they would look now, like if they were Real Housewives. And
I would love to see that. I haven't seen
that. Oh, it's so good. I don't have it, obviously, but I just remember seeing it and cracking up. They make them look like Real Housewives, and it's so, so good. So they're making small talk with Carmella and asking her about Corona Del Mar. And she's like, well, I'm in San Diego and Corona Del Mar because when I went through my separation, I just needed a breath of fresh air. So, you know, that's what you do. And Gina likes her. And Shannon's like, well, she was a playmate. She was a Playboy Playmate of the Year. So what do you think about that?
I won't say that she was a massive slut, but I'll let you guys all say it for me because she's my friend. I can't go against my Rancho Bernardo sister. Yes.
Yeah, but she's a badass real estate agent too. What about that? Do you have any rentals? I'm totally good for it. I'm totally, totally good for it. And Gina's like,
I'm a developer. Okay, she's in development, and I think that's good for our friendship because we're like in different lands.
Gina acting like if they were both real estate agents, like there would be some serious friction, almost like Gina would be like pushing her out of the market. Like,
oh, yeah. Well, guess what? These one bedroom apartments in retirement living, this is my territory. You better back off.
So Tamara is complimenting her rings and she's like, oh, this big ruby ring is actually a gift because my husband cheated. And I was like, oh, I'm never wearing this again because I realized what it was from. But God, I love it. Don't you?
I found out that he'd been unfaithful kind of by accident. He left an iPad on the nightstand and there was a letter written to a woman on the phone and the phone number that he gave was a different number. And I was like, hello? No, hell no, you motherfucker. So, by the way, what is up with these guys
cheating
on the largest possible mobile devices?
Idiots.
Why does this keep happening?
It's the iPad. They're always caught on a freaky. It was probably the giant one, too. It's probably the one that's like this big.
You gotta be.
You know? And yeah. Then you gotta love that he's smart enough to buy a burner phone or an alternate phone, but then he's writing emails on his iPad. Like the most traceable fucking thing you can do. What an idiot.
It's crazy.
So Tamara's like, are you guys still together?
She's like, no.
So you're divorced?
Well, we're not legally divorced, you know, because California's like 50-50. And she basically is like, I did not want to give up, like, custody. So they basically stay together. They're still together, but they're in their own relationships purely so that way they don't have to have a custody agreement, which was pretty interesting, I thought. And, I mean, it looks like it works for them. So great.
So Vicky's like, wait a minute. So does he live at the house of Rancho Bernardo? Would you live here? She's like, no, we have another house that he lives in with his girlfriend. She's like, I hate that you own the house with him and he's got another girl in there. I don't like it. I don't like that. She goes,
well, it's a Rancho Bernardo thing, Vicky. You wouldn't get it. It's something for us girlfriends who would know. It's, sorry, Carmela. She's a little slow.
Well, you know what? But I like his girlfriend and she's nice to my kids. So... Tamara's like, well, when you're in North Canada, the kids stay with him. She's like, yeah, basically, you know, they'll all stay over. We share the kids. Everything's great. You know, even holidays, a girlfriend comes over. We all spend it together. And Vicky's like, whoa, that is a lot of dysfunction for a fourth, fifth, and sixth grader. Okay, Vicky, you fucking hypocrite. Have you seen your own actions on this show? Please watch them again. Please watch this show again.
Yeah. Also, didn't they give Katie Janella like a huge amount of shit for the fact that she had a similar arrangement with the kids who were in San Diego and coming up here and going down to San Diego? And they're like,
bitch.
And now they're like, oh, cool. That's very cool of you, Carmella. Because there's like, you know, a football player involved. I think they're all like, wow.
Well, they were shaming Katie Janella for losing or for one of her kids not wanting to live with her and going to live with her
in
father
in Atlanta. Right? Wasn't that but there was also some other stuff about like, remember there was the whole thing of like, do you live in San Diego or do you live in Orange County? Which one is it? And she's like, well, I I had residence down there and we moved up. I was actually so stupid I didn't even commit it all to memory.
I think it was one of those where they were accusing her of trying to just move here to be on the show, right? Which happens. It's like a big Potomac thing where people will fly in and get a house just to be on the show. But yeah, so Gina's like, oh my God, Miss Emily, we need our birthday queen. So it's Hamburger Mary's, it's bingo, it's drag queen bingo, and here comes Emily.
Oh, whoa, I couldn't find any of you. I don't know why. Oh my God, this is hilarious. You know, I feel like I got dropped off at one of the wrong places, and then I saw Victoria, and she looks just like Thelma Harper from Mama's Family, and then Tamara and Vicky look like them. They just escaped from hospice, and someone's looking for them.
Is Thelma Harper Mama's name from Mama's Family? Was that her name? God, I don't remember. I was so young. I thought you said that, not her. It is Thelma Harper. I just knew her as Mama. I was a little.
Yeah, I just only knew her really as Mama. But yeah, she's Vicky.
So they play bingo and then she wins bingo, I think, right? Doesn't Emily win bingo?
Well, I think Heather actually wins it and gives her winning sheet to Emily to claim.
Oh.
New hip! New hip!
So she goes up and the drag queens are just wearing, the makeup is very confusing now, the drag queen trended makeup, that they just put a literal white gold almost triangle from their forehead down to their mouth. It's so weird. It's like a mask on top. Are you trying to rob a bank? What's happening? It looks like they're wearing
like old Hollywood
mask
lighting.
Of makeup under an old, like under other makeup. I don't understand what's happening.
I wonder, I know that's like a thing. I do wonder, is it like a, I wonder what the origins of that. Is it just like a style thing? Or because like, you know, in those like old movies when they have like a glamour shot of like,
yeah,
you know, whatever, like a lady, they'll like have this light that'll just be, it's almost like a shadow mask.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Light, beautiful light on your face.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, Robert, are you sure you want to leave? And so like, I wonder if there's like any origins with that. I will find out.
I don't know. Cause I've noticed it's a drag thing. Like it's a trend amongst drag queens. And I just don't know what it is. Although sometimes if you get it like right in the right light, you're like, whoa, you know, it's like right in the right light in the right angle. It's like, oh my God, you see something. It's like one of those pictures when you're passing. If you look really closely and focus your eyes a certain way or look at it a certain angle, you can suddenly see what it's supposed to be.
Mm.
I don't know. But anyway, it's interesting. We'll so she back. Wins. Huh?
I said, we'll report back.
Yeah, well, yeah. Some drag queens will probably comment to us and be like, "Listen here, you stupid bitch."
Ask for them.
Yeah, I really am curious.
One. Yeah.
So, then let's see what else. So they have fun at this drag party, and Emily is supposed to give a speech, but she thankfully doesn't. She's just like, "Thank you for this honor of turning 50. I look old. I feel old as fuck, but I don't look old as fuck." And everyone's like, "Yay!"
Yeah. So then afterwards, Emily's like, you know, I know it's just like the actual number when you say it, it just sounds old. And Vicky's like, yeah, well, wait till you get to be 63, turning 64. Gina's like, wow, well, I'm asking the elders at the table. And Heather's like, oh, how about wise people instead or rich people? Well, I guess that's just me. But you know what I'm saying.
I was going to say you're at the wrong table, actually, for both of those things.
Wise. It is the wise table because everyone going,
why did you say that? Why would you do that? Why would you ever assume I would do such a thing?
Hey guys, let's give Emily advice on what it's like to be in your 50s. So Tamara's like,
you know, I was in your 50s and I worry about the small stuff. I feel like, you know, I thrive on my 50s than I did any other era of my life.
And Heather's like, wait. Hold on a second. Being totally real here, everyone. Do-do-do. The thing you have to be careful about in your 50s is your own brain. Because hormones are different and lifetimes gets a little bit tumultuous and things shift in your friendships, in your relationship, and how you handle it and how you talk to yourself is going to define you. Will you have somebody there cleaning up your kitchen or will you do it yourself? I say Alfredo for life. What am I, an idiot? God, I'm not dead. I'm 50.
It's important to have your brain engaged. That's why when I ask Alfredo to mop the floor, I first scramble the words and then unscramble it for him and then say mop the floor.
When he unscrambles the words, they spell out mop the floor.
We have a fun tradition where I basically turn mop the floor into a Sudoku puzzle and I just solve it, even though I already know the answer. I like when she's saying like, yeah, it's really important. Your brain changes and you got to preserve your brain. And Jen goes, good advice. Oh, Jen, it's too late for you. That thing went out the window at 18.
Well, I'll tell you, when I turned 50, I thought I was old. And then I realized I'm not old. I'm just abandoned.
Now in my 60s, you know, I hate the number, but I feel younger than I ever have. See, I'm a very happy person in my 60s. You can see, yeah, when you're in your 60s, you go on dating shows. And while other people on the dating show get strapping young men, you get stuck with someone named Earl the Pearl who doesn't eat vegetables. So I love being in my 60s. The options are wonderful.
Okay, Vicky, can you tell us how the 60s?
I hate it. It's terrible. Sucks. Because my mortality is staring me in the face. Like, I could be dead soon. Like, this sucks.
Don't say that. She's like,
and Vemra's like, Vicky's talked about dying forever. And they show that hilarious clip when they were like in the middle of like Costa Rica or something. And Vicky turns around in the middle of the jungle, goes, you guys, you know what's going to be sad is one day when one of us dies.
One of us is going to die.
So Gina's like, well, Vicky, I felt it when I was turning 40. And like, shut up, stupid child.
Oh, I think the 40s, what an amazing decade for women. In your 40s, that's when your brains.
Okay, Heather, wrap it up. Jesus Christ, we don't need a speech for every decade, for fuck's sake.
Ah, yes, in your 40s, because you're old enough to be an adult and to know yourself, but young enough to still say, gosh, I'm glad I don't look like Wendy Malick.
And sometimes in your 40s, you get to marry the man of your dreams, Latina.
Oh, yes. And Jen's like, well, or you don't marry the man of your dreams, and that's okay if you don't marry the man of your dreams. Because sometimes the man of your dreams isn't really ready to be married yet, and you'll be married when the time is right.
And Carmela's like, yeah, I've dated somebody on and off for the last decade, so we're in a rebuild trust situation.
Oh my god, why are we rebuilding trust? Can I ask that?
It's like, because of infidelity. yeah. She's almost like saying it like, I mean, I feel like Carmela's almost like, isn't this cool? I have a storyline built in. This is what you guys are all going to get to see. Is me trying to decide if I can trust my boyfriend. It's pretty cool, right?
So she's like, don't worry, it wasn't me who cheated.
Well, wait, was it long term or was it one night stand?
It was just a one night stand. And Heather's like, wait a minute, did he give you the ring? Or was that your ex-husband, your kind of ex-husband who cheated? Which one was it? She's like, no, yeah, they both cheated. And it's been an internal struggle, you know? You're going to hear about it. Shanna's like, well, to me, cheating, that's a red flag. Ooh, ooh. Did he find the slut on the beach? Did she have blonde hair? And is she trying to get on this show right now?
Wow, this is a new one. The slut getting cheated on with another slut. Wow. Call that redemption.
So Tamara's like, yeah, that's a big red flag. It's like, well, I'm not understanding Carmela at all. Her ex-husband cheated on her. She's got 4 kids. And she's like moving around a lot. Like, Lord knows, I haven't always been stable with my decisions, but we have a responsibility with our children. So I don't know, like, how her children are going to be affected by all of this. Like, why don't you be concerned about how, like, the kids that are growing up under the reign of Ryan, who wouldn't let someone put their shoes up on a sofa?
Yeah, maybe you should go check Brianna's essential oils page.
Yeah.
And the nurse giving medical advice to use essential oils to get rid of all of your medical ills. Give me a fucking break, lady. And it's just Vicky, you know, and it's like this time that we're living in, do we really just need Vicky's fucking moralizing and shit back? I just don't need to hear it from Vicky, you know, and waving at the airplane in Mexico, like,
bye, stupid people. I'll pay you later for that foot job. Get away from here.
Yeah. So Carmela's saying, you know, she loves Danny and that's the reason why he's here. And she believes that he's sorry and she believes he's changing and she struggles getting over what took place because especially after she left a marriage with 4 children for that very same reason. Well, Carmela, it might be time to work on yourself and why you like to go with cheaters. I mean, the first one we get because he was like NFL star.
You choose to go with cheaters. They cheat on you.
No, I know, but like, but she's still going back to this guy after he cheated. It's like, I think he cheated. I think move on. Mm. Just because I know it's gonna be a whole season of like, I'm just like trying to rebuild trust, and I don't know if I can trust you, and I don't know if I can. I don't know. It's like leave him to start fresh. Start find a new one.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know her well enough to care that much yet. Not to you, by the way. Just to the
no,
show.
I know. No, I'm just like, I'm laughing because. I know at one point you will get to know her well enough and you still won't care.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't care right now though.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Jen's like, well, okay, Heather, I want to talk about something, you know, I feel bad. It wasn't my, sorry, that's Gina's line. It wasn't my space to share with Tamara. A conversation that you and I had. She's like, I appreciate you saying that. Okay, floor a mop. Well, no. Rearrange.
Okay, Jen, we're going to do a quick word scramble. Can you figure it out? The letters are P-M-O. P-M-O. Ump? No, scramble it. Rescramble it. Mpa? No, one more try. Mop? There you go. Okay, as requested, here it is. You can wipe this up. Thank you.
No, you're supposed to say mpo because you are. Okay.
You can well, add an I at the top of that. I'm po.
So, you know, quite frankly, I put on this party and spent a lot of money. And then you put my name in your mouth and you're sort of teaching how we're going to be together. And if we have a conversation and I feel like you're going to twist it. And she's like, well, you know, you were talking about not having a buddy. I mean, do you not feel close to Tamara? That's why Tamara comes up. That's why she came up. Okay. But that's also another thing that she said to you privately that you're bringing up.
Yeah. Also, what I loved about this, what's really not. You have to really be seeing this. So you have to have like an eagle eye to see this because it was not highlighted. But like Jen started to say something in the middle of Heather's little monologue here. And Heather sort of put her hand forward. She did like the Gandalf, you shall not pass. But in Heather speak, that hand was doing the my turn, still me. And I was like, it's back. She's like, nope. You do not get to talk. Here is my palm. I am stopping your words. My turn. So I just love that.
Oh, for God's sake, this stuff just boils my ass. It's just boils my ass. Can we just judge somebody for being, you know, a terrible mother? Can we go back to that?
So now Heather does the thing. She does the variation of the claw hands where she puts her claw hands together almost as if she is building a trinket. She goes, it gets twisted and repeated and you bring it up. And then you repeat what I'm talking about, but you're bringing her up. Do you understand? Okay.
Oh my God,
the new word is O-R-O-M-B. O-R-O-M-B. Jen, can you figure that out?
I'm a mop.
Boomer? Boom, boom.
I'm a mop.
Broom. Broom. The word is broom. Sweet.
I'm here right now. I can hear them talking. Why the heck not? I can hear nothing. I can hear.
And Heather's like, do you understand what I am saying, poor person?
She's like, yeah, I do. I understand.
Well, you feel certain ways that you think I'm feeling, and I don't feel that way. And if we're both venting about something, that doesn't mean I have a global issue with someone.
Well, then don't share with me your real feelings, which is so funny. Jen, who has been like, I just think we should all be out in the open about what we feel and say. Now she's like, well, then stop sharing with me how you really feel.
But then stop asking me, because the whole thing came from Jen badgering Heather with questions and then using the answers against her. So she says she likes Jen, but I feel the wind taken out of my sails. So I'm putting her in the stepping back box.
And then I'm pushing that box off the end of a pier. So then Jen is like, who is Heather? And if you're doing this to Tamara, what are you doing behind my back? I feel like Heather doesn't even care enough. I mean, Heather did some casual behind the back stuff with Jen a few years ago. And she was like, I saw her at the department store and she was trying to buy a Dolce & Gabbana dress. And I said, H&M is that way. So Jen is like, I have no right to use any of your words that you share with me and anything that that you share with any of us girls. And what you have with Tamara is your business and it's not mine. Thank you. Thank you for acknowledging that.
Okay, now that you guys are done, I need to talk to Tamara about the podcast thing. I don't want to have something that's detrimental to us. We've been friends and you're upset because I posted and say we moved our own feed and I didn't say thank you.
It's like, right, yeah, that's about right. You dumb bitch. She's like, well,
I did that because iHeart texted me and said, could you post this? So I literally did something I was asked to do.
I just thought it was a business logistical thing. And I just asked him what was asked of me.
She's like, okay, well, but when someone's like, I'm not on your feed. I'm not like that. Like, but yeah, you are. And like, my concern is, it's just like, it's grateful. That's it. Like that grateful.
And so Tamara's like,
you know, you don't go to the Grammys and just say, I did it myself. No, there's a thank you speech you do.
I was like, okay, let's relax, Bonnie Raitt. Okay, you're not.
The Grammys.
You're not getting a Grammy. Okay, like this is not. you're not one of like the major awards. You just have a shady reality TV podcast like the rest of us. Let's relax.
Yeah, so. Emily is like, well, I'm trying to get to the point where we're respecting and not yelling, but you have to admit that was mean. She goes,
okay, that was mean. Being that was it, would you not also acknowledge that you were still on our feed?
She's like, yeah, that is kind of an important point that she went on there. She's like, we're not even on your feed. What are you talking about? When they literally were. You know, Emily does have a problem with the truth sometimes. She's still not going to admit it.
This RSS fight is really it's a real humdinger. So yeah. Gina's like, but whether she does or not, like, why would you want to cut her? And Tamara's like, well, why would she not be grateful to me? She's like,
I am grateful. We can just support each other and say, you're doing great, I'm doing great, we're both benefiting from it.
Yeah, because I make money off you.
Good one, because your whole argument has been that you really don't make money off of her. I don't know. It's like, what? It's like, you that make a little, like, well, but you
thank me.
Yeah. And so Emily says that she thinks that Tamara is jealous of her success. Emily, no. No. I don't even really know what to say to that, except look for another answer, because that's not the one. And she's like, why else would you be so vindictive and mean about something that's doing well? Because you accused her of going to bloggers last year at the end of the season and turned on her. That's why. Why are you acting like this came out of left field? It was like a get back to you for the shitty things that you did to her. Do you not remember this? And siding with Gretchen, of all people.
Yeesh. Yeah. So they basically apologize and they decide they're just going to move forward. And then Tamara's like,
so what are we arguing about?
She's like, we're not.
Oh.
So Gina's like,
you know, it's like, I'm going to give you something, weaponize it, and then like make you say thank you. And like, I honestly feel like Emily's showing so much restraint as like a 50-year-old, like, because like 49-year-old Emily would have like fucking dragged Tamara across the table. But now that she's 50, she's like old and decrepit and she doesn't even remember her name anymore, probably.
I'm sorry for what I said when I was angry. It wasn't an accurate thing to say.
Thank you.
And the thing is, if you don't have a good product, it's not going to work. But you do, which is why you're not on our feed anymore. Congratulations.
Thank you for acknowledging it. It does very, very well. Annabelle says it's her least favorite podcast, which means it's got to be pretty good.
Yeah, like, this is how mature women handle things, okay? Women of a certain age.
So now they sing happy birthday to Emily. And Tamara has a knife and Emily's like, you might want to take that away from Tamara. And they all cheers and Emily's like, cheers to being 50 and not fat.
And she also does one of those like silly oversized bites, you know, because like Emily's whole thing is to be silly with food, which probably speaks to a larger issue. But she's just being all goofy with her cake again. And then Tamara's like, by the way, you never look better. Yeah. And so then Tamara's like, this is by the way, this is for you. These are my pubes. And she takes like some of the wig hair she stuffed in her crotch and gives it to Emily. And on that note, the episode ends.
That's it. So Real Housewives of Orange County, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. It's a weekend. Think about that.
It's the weekend. We made it. And guess what? I'm going to go to Orange County right now, believe it or not. So I'm really into this immersive crappens experience. I went to Santa Clarita. Yeah. Now I'm going to Orange County. I just want to make sure I'm one with all the geographical locations.
I love that. Well, have a good time.
Thank you. You too. Have a great weekend. And I'll see you soon here in LA, Ronnie.
Yes. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Welcome to the club. Everybody say my name. Welcome to the mall. And same. Everywhere I go, people holler every day. I raise my hands up and holler back. Hey, bitch. Hey, bitch. Hey, bitch. If you don't know me, you're welcome to blow me, bitch. Twitter, Facebook, and Insta. I ruled them all, cause when I play, I win. The People magazine called and said, I'm the mate. Asked me lots of questions, I answered everyone. Hey, bitch. Hey, bitch. Hey, bitch. You pretend not to love me, but don't think you're above me. Bitch. Hey, bitch. Hey, bitch. You can try to hate me, but life celebrates me.
Boy, bat, girl, bat, another boat.
Bitch, bitch, all around the world.
Baby.
Batch, batch, read the holy book. Even God saved a wretch, batch.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call. Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
It's no BS. We love Hugo E.S.
Jamie, she has no last naming.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
She gets an A from us. It's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Come again? We're obsessed with Margaret O'Halloran.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Gather round for the lore of Michelle Moore.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She's the lady of the house, it's Rachel Sharouse.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Talifson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels!
We never miss her call, it's Diane Call. Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no Trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
It's no BS, we love Hugo E.S.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Come again? We're obsessed with Margaret O'Halloran.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Gather round for the lore of Michelle Moore.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson. She's the lady of the house, it's Rachel Sharaus.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy. And our super premium sponsors. She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible, edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.